Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nards.
Look, how do you analyse a lot of her tempo in these races at Pakenham? We just heard Sam say how they've got a tendency to walk early in a lot of these races. Have you sort of found a similar thing?
It's a bit of a recurring theme on the bigger tracks, I think, Nards. I think everyone thinks they've got plenty of time to get their spot, and especially if the fields are small. They seem to just jog along, and they seem to off that back turn at Pakenham at about the 900, and they're turning for about 450 metres. They just seem to amble around the turn and then sprint up in the straight. So, yeah, I certainly take Sam's point on board. And yeah, again, tonight, not huge fields, so it'll be interesting to see how they play out.
Exactly. Well, let's have a look at the first. This is a maiden over 2,000. You can take out number 10. Main one's a number 4, My Mother Says, at 380. 6, Madam Stowell at 310, 550 for Berkshire Lady, and Petite at 360.
Yeah, I've been waiting for Madam Stowell to get up to 2,000 metres, and tonight's the night. I think she's really well placed to get the money. Her lead-up runs have all been good. Her last three runs have been at 1,600, and every time she's hit the line really well, and I just think 2,000 metres is what she's looking for and should get the job done tonight. Madam Stowell, number 6, to beat 8, Petite. Only had the two starts, but looks like she can stick on at the end of her races. So 2,000 metres, I don't think it'll hold any fears, and the draw certainly gives her a chance to get a cheap run. Berkshire Lady's had a fairly long prep with little freshen ups, and again, she's had about 4 weeks between runs since her effort at Werribee last start, and she's at least well experienced at having run at 2,000 metres on three occasions, and next best maybe 5, Daughter of the Moon. She was on that savagely biased track at Terang last start, ran okay, and Grinds Away might be better suited up to 2,000, but be disappointed if Madam Stowell didn't win tonight. I think it's her right race. 6, 8, 7 and 5.
So we go 6 from 8, 7 and 5 in the first. We look at race 2. This is a 1,600 metre maiden. There are no scratchings, and we've got number 3, Alpha, who's a debutant for Mick Kent at $4.20. You Got It is at $5.50. Miss United States at $8. Joie de Dream is at $3.50, and Princess Arabella at $4.60, with Velasima given a chance at $8.
Yeah, not a lot of between these, and then you get the added complication of the first star that we haven't seen at the trials in Alpha, number 3, but I'm going with number 6, You Got It. I thought it was a good, honest chase last start behind King Kabuto, who probably should have won at Cranbourne the start before and then did win at Sale. I think the form around that maiden might be the superior form line, but only just. From 9, Joie de Dream. Didn't get a lot of galloping room here late last start. All 4 runs to date have been competitive, and I think she gets that room to finish off a bit stronger. She probably will, and looks the main danger. Princess Arabella did enough on debut behind Hermanito, and I think stepping up in trip here is a plus, and maybe next best, or the query runner being number 3, Alpha. Put it in the selections. I think the market will sort it out a lot closer to race time, but I'll put them in 6, 9, 10 and 3.
6 from 9, 10, 3. Third race, a 3-year-old filly maiden, 1,400. Takeout runners 2, 10, 15 and the 16. Main ones are 3, Shandon Apparel at 650. 650 also La Chica Rossa. Then you're down to 310 for the first starter for Waterhouse and Bot in Roller Thunder. 310 the quote, the first starter. 444 Zabreeze, and double figures for the others.
Yeah, certainly the key runner, Roller Thunder. I thought that trial in Sydney, whilst it was an impressive margin, won by 8 lengths and went very, very well in that regard, just went a little bit too hard and had the blinkers on there. But a recent jump out at Flemington, it trialled without the blinkers, and I thought trialled much better, much more controlled gallop. And if it runs to that, will be very hard to beat. From 6, La Chica Rosa, just got a long way back at Kilmore, but closed off okay. And races over 1,400 will suit. 12, Zabreeze, both runs today have been encouraging, and 1,400 on the big track certainly going to be in her favour, and then maybe 13 next best. Think who I thought ran a really good race on debut, didn't really handle the conditions at Cranbourne, and then a little bit plain second up, but the debut run suggests that she definitely has talent. 11, 6, 12 and 13.
11, 6, 12, 13. We look at race 4, a maiden over 1,200. Take out 13, 14, 15 and the 16. Number 2, Crouching Dragon, is is at $8.50 a first starter. Also a debutante in Delius at $9. First starter for me, for the Inform Enver Jusupovic stable, is at $5.50. Then you've got Hopuka, who's resuming. It's the favourite, though, at $2.
Yeah, and deserves to be the short price favourite, I think, Nards. This is a pretty good filly. Ran really well on debut behind Our Crown Mistress at Sale. Of course, Our Crown Mistress went on to win at stakes level, and then at the next run at Bendigo, just went too early and was gunned down late by Temple of Bell, who then went straight from that race to win at Caulfield on the middle day of the Caulfield Cup Carnival. So very good form lines. Heard Tremper Sutton earlier on Racing Pulse mentioned she's trialled well. That's all you wanted to hear. She should be too good for this field. The first starter for me has trialled very nicely under a good hold recently at Cranbourne in an official trial. Looked to go to the line well, and as you said, from an informed stable. Crouching Dragon was just an even trial recently. Makes the debut here, as was Delius in a trial down the straight behind Tulip. But I think 11 will win, and 6 might be the good Quinella horse. 11, 6, 2, 3.
11 from 6, 2, and 3. We look at race 5 now. This is the first leg of the quaddy. You can take out runners 9 and 11. We've got number 1, Lady Effort at $8.50, 2 Sensation Ali at $3.60, Conda Mines at $4.20, Dry Biscuit $8.50, $5 Meowie Wowie, and then you're down to Tone Thang, who's at $7.
Yeah, I think that the best form line might be a recent race here at Pakenham, won by We Take Manhattan, and that was a really good effort by Sensation Ali on that occasion. She's an on-pace runner. She'll make her own luck, and I think she'll be hard to run down. Meowie Wowie comes through the same race, and she went well. I thought she'd go a little bit better than she did off that unlucky run behind Fudge 2 starts back, but now she's had the run at the mile. She might be the danger. 6, Bring It. I was surprised by the tactics last start. Punched forward and worked very hard from a wide draw at Terang. I think freshened up back a little bit in distance here could certainly improve sharply. And 1, Lady Effort, conversely, hit the line really nicely last time out. Just got the 60 kilos to contend with, but competitive. This is a really competitive race, but I think 2 and 7 probably present with the right form here. 2, 7, 6 and 1.
2 from 7, 6, 1 in race 5. We look at race 6. This is a Phillies Amaz 64 over 1,400. Runners 1, 3, 5, 9 are scratched. We've got number 4, Savvy Shields at 9. We're down to Super Snob, who's at $2.30 favourites. Cambridge Lady at $7, $3.80 for Spirit of Phoenix. And Take a Selfie is at $5.50.
Yeah, I don't think there's many chances here. Super Snob went really well first up at Moonee Valley behind Prevailing Winds. That's a very strong form reference for a race like this. And she's only got a run to that, and I think she'll be hard to beat. Her form last time and included a close-up fifth to Our Crown Mistress, who I just mentioned in the listed race on Melbourne Cup Day. So she's the one to beat from 11, Take a Selfie, who I thought all four runs this time in have been solid. Better for the run at 1,400 last time out, and Lara's Web, the winner of that race, ran well again on Tuesday. 7, Cambridge Lady, was never a winning chance, but did enough first up, I thought, behind Spirit of Lager. Back to Mares, Phillies and Mares grade, and up in distance should suit. And perhaps 10, Spirit of Phoenix, next best. Was really well ridden to win the maiden, but at least lightly raced and on the up. But I think 6 and maybe 11 are the key runners here. 6, 11, 7 and 10.
6, 11, 7, 10. We look at race 7. This over 1,400. Take out runners 8, 14, 15 and the 16. Number 1, Approved Anger at $6. $2.50 for Calibration. Down to Our Peaky Blinders at 6. $7.50 for Simply Invincible. Spirit or Lagers at $7.50.
Key runner for the race and maybe the meeting, number 3, Calibration. He's an import. First run for the Darren Weir stable. There's been footage of a couple of jump outs he's had recently. He looks to be going very well, and looking up his runs in Europe, he looks quite a capable galloper, and I think first up he's going to be very hard to beat. 9, Simply Invincible, recorded huge figures in winning last start, absolute career best. Now he's got to do that again a bit over 2 weeks later. As long as he can do that, he's right in this race. 4, our Peaky Blinders. Had very little luck first up at Bendigo, then got in a race that was very slowly run and a dash home, and certainly not a race structure that suited him at Werribee last starts. Had a freshen up. I think if a little bit more tempo here, he could run well at 1400 on the fresh side. And maybe 10 Spirit or Lager, who's going really well. He's won his past two in good fashion at 1200 at Pakenham. Steps up to the 1400. He hasn't yet won at, but he can be competitive. 3, 9, 4 and 10.
3 from 9, 4, 10. We look at race 8, a class 1, 1200. Takeout runners 4, 6 and also 10. Number 1, Damn Ready at 460. Down to Rushard at 8. 440 Deadly Choices. Baseman is at $3.90, Monumental Lady at $7, and then you've got Hell of a Babe at $6.
Yeah, no, that's the way I'm going with Hell of a Babe, number 11. She's resuming off a fairly short break. Trialled well at Mornington last week. I just thought drawn for a really good run here, and I'm leaning her way from 5 Deadly Choices. Career best run last time out at Moonee Valley, and I think proved that 1,200 metres is the best trip for this horse. Looks the danger. 7, Baseman. I expect that he'd just come and out to Pakenham and win at the last run, and he was really disappointing, but his first up run would suggest that he can win a race like this, so I'm giving him one more chance. And 3, Rushard on the home track. He's yet to run a really poor race. He'll be competitive fresh, just an awkward draw, but he does have tactical speed. 11, 5, 7 and 3.
11 from 5, 7 and 3. Best Ruffy Quaddy in your play of the night, Dean?
Nards, my best is Hapuka, race 4, number 11. The best value each way, race 2, number 6, You Got It. The Quaddy, first leg, 1, 2, 4, 6, 7 and 8. Second leg, 6 and 11. Third leg, 3, 4, 9. And the last leg, 3, 5, 7 and 11. Play of the night, just an all-up bet, both for the win. Race 1, number 6, Madam Stoll, into race 4, number 11, Hapuka.
Outstanding, Dean. Good luck with it. Thanks.
Beauty. Thanks, Nats.
Yes, Dean Lester.